Okay. So, we did last time. We did last time the fact that when you have matanos, so when you shach the karbon, so the shochet, you know, shachta, and the kohen has a right to go to the shochet to claim the matanos. Right? Because, we explained, right, that it's really, it's a dinim hatapach. It's not really the chiyuv on the shochet. It's really the chiyuv is on the owner. But the way the chiyuv sets itself up is that it creates a zchus mamon on the kohen as a right, a monetary right on the thing. So since he has a monetary right on the thing, the butcher has to cough it up. He can't say, I want to give it back to the owner. The owner doesn't really have a right on it. So since the chiyuv generates a zchus mamon, so now the kohen can act on it right when the thing comes into existence. Once it's rochayim, once it's shechted, now you have a rochayim. So now the Kohen claims it, that's it. The butcher has to cough it up. Okay, so it's a din in matabach. He has a right to go to the butcher to claim it. If he doesn't, so then he gives back to the owner, and the owner will choose the Kohen of his liking.
That's for Yisrael, right?
What?
That's for Yisrael.
Yisrael, yes. Yeah, that's by Yisrael. That's by Yisrael. Okay. Okay, so then one other thing I forgot about, which is that so if you shechted, if you're a Kohen shechting for, I'm sorry, if Yisrael shechts for a Kohen or for a guy, so the shochet doesn't have to give matanos because the guy or a Kohen or a chai have to give matanos. So even though the shochet happens to be a Yisrael, who's chayav and matanos, but it's not his animal. So there's no zchus mamon. The whole thing is because the chiyuv is on the owner, and that creates a zchus mamon. But if the owner is a kohen or the owner is a guy, then there is no zchus mamon. There's no because he's a chayav in the thing. So now the owner, the butcher, doesn't have to give it. If the chiyuv were on the butcher, the shochet per se, so then if he's a Yisrael, then he should be chayav. But it's not on the shochet per se. It's really on the owner. It's just that the kohen has the right to claim the mamon from the shochet who has the meat. Right, but if that's assuming that the owner of the meat is really someone who is chayav and matanos, but if it's a kohen or if it's a guy, then there's not going to be any chayav. So then the shochet doesn't have to give it up either.
So what's the relationship between the shochet and the owner?
Well, the shochet is the one who brings the thing into existence. He makes it into meat. Until then, it's a live animal. So he brings the meat into existence. Once the meat comes into existence, the schus mamon of the kohen emerges in the other guy's property, emerges, and the shochet is the guy who's having to hold it. So now, once the chiyuv moment exists, the kohen has the right to claim it. So the kohen is the shochet's the one who has it. It's not intrinsically his chiyuv. He has it. He's in the circumstance that the guy could claim it, and the shochet has no right to turn it down because after all, the kohen does have a chiyuv moment.
So he's not really good. He's just not stopping
anything. Yeah. Right. Right, exactly. He's right. He's physically giving to him, but essentially, yeah, you can't stop
it.
It's
not his to give.
What? Yeah, it's not his to give, exactly. But you can't stop it. You can't stop it. Like if I was holding your coat, you know, I thought it was your coat, and then it turns out someone says, hey, what do you mean Marty stole the coat? Then I have to give it to you. It's not yours. It's not yours. No, I have to give it back to Marty. If I knew for sure that it was the kid, you know? So yeah, exactly. Yeah, Jonah, you were going to ask something?
I'm just not clear on the distinction between the two cases.
Two cases? I guess one case is if I'm Yisrael and I shecht the carbon for you, I shecht your animal, so the Kohen can come and claim the matanos because you're chayav in matanos. But if I'm shechting it for Adam Eli as a Kohen, so he's not chayav in matanos. So, but I am a Yisrael, I'm shechting it. But now some Kohen can't come and claim the matanos for me because I'm the shochet. I'm merely the guy holding his thing, but he's not chayav in matanos. So there's no zchus mamon on his stuff. He's a Kohen himself. You know, or if it was a guy. Same thing. The guy owns it. Well, then the shochet doesn't have to give it. If you were to look at it as a chiv of the shochet per se, then it wouldn't matter if the owner is a kohen or is a whatever. It would be a chiv on the shochet. The shochet has to give it. But that's not what it is. There's no halacha of the shochet and rechayev. You could have looked at it as, look, the Torah says part of shchita is giving the stuff to the kohen. Could have looked at it that way. And the Torah confiscated whatever you want to do shechita, then that's what happens. You have to give it to the, you know. So then Ibn Chiyuv on the shochet. So the shochet's Yisrael, then that's it. He has to give it. But that's not the halacha. It's not a chiyuv on the shochet. It's not a chiyuv on the shochet per se. It's just the chiyuv In a court case, the Kohen could claim it from the Kohen because he's the stand-in holding on to the stuff. But it's assuming that the owner is someone who's chayav in matanos. If he's not, then the whole thing is we get started. Okay? Good? Okay. Alrighty, so now we have a question is like this. Darash Rava. Daf Kuf Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. It's the fourth line. Okay, the fourth line. Okay. Amar Rava. Oh, no, I'm sorry. The fifth line. Darash Rava. Okay, so the Pasuk says, Zeyye Mishpat Kohanim. This is the Mishpat of the Kohanim. Me'es Ha'am. From the Am. Me'es of Chazalah. From slaughterers. From people who slaughter animals. So it says, Darash Rava. Me'es Ha'am. What does it mean, Me'es Ha'am? From the Am. The Am is the populace. The Lo Meis Kohanim. It excludes from Kohanim. Kohanim don't have to give it because it's Meis Am. It's a din. The Am has to support the Kohanim, has to give the matanos of the Kohanim. But this isn't the Am. Kohen's not the Am. If it's Kohen's animal, then he's Potter. He is. He's not the Am. Right? Keshu Omer Meis of Chesav. So then what does it say after that? Meis Am Meis of Chesav. So it's like another thing. From the slaughterers. Right? Have Omer. Afilo Tabach Kohen Vashma. So what does that imply? Zovchei Zavach. Even if he's the slaughterer is a Kohen. Okay, even if he's a Kohen. Okay, if the slaughterer is a Kohen, then he's Chayev. Okay, what does it mean? Let's see Rashi. What does that mean? So it says, "V'lo me'is ha'kohan." I'm sorry, the kohan look refined. V'kishu omer me'is ha'chazevach kilomar mishu, or it's kol shu. Afilu kohen any zochazevach, any butcher, any slaughter, even a kohen. V'lahavi kohen shenas etabach limkar, to include if a kohen becomes a butcher, a slaughterer, a shochet, he's going to shoch shech meats and sell them. Then he's chayev. Aval behema, abehema, shushocha the tzarko pater. So if he's shechting an animal on his own behalf, then he's pater. If he's shechting it to sell, then he's chayev. Okay, shechting on his own behalf, he's pater, shechting to sell, he's chayev. Okay, by Cohen. Okay, so Be'ez Ham tells you only Yisraelim, not the Kohanim. But then the Meis of Chesavach says from any Zov Chesavach, any butcher. So it's telling you that butchers are chayav. Period. So I don't care if he's coming. It doesn't say that he has to be a Yisrael butcher. It's two separate things. Right? Two separate things. Okay. So what do you say to that? Is there a question? Is that good? Is it not good? Is it difficult? And okay, so it's because the Hamina is Kana. Hamina is that all Kohan are Chayiv no matter what, even if he's a butcher. Kohan Shmuel, no. If he's a butcher, then he's Chayiv. Okay, what else? Okay, so you're just saying this. Like, it's a funny halacha. I mean, what do you mean? You could phrase those Marashach. Kohan are Chayiv or they potter. I mean, he's a Kohan and he's shechting an animal now because he's a butcher. So now he's Chayiv. I mean, it's just like a funny. What kind of halacha is that? I mean, a Kohen, if a Kohen, tell me a Kohen, the mitzvah is only on a Kohen, a Yisraelim, fine. They tell me it's not on it's on Kohanim, but only if they're butchers. It's a strange halacha. I mean, Tosus rejects it. Tosus doesn't hold by this. Tosus holds that Kohanim are also, Kohanim are butchers are also. I mean, the only Tosus has a funny case is that it means a Chayev, if the Kohen is shechting the meat of the Yisrael, then he has to give it. But if it's the Kohen's meat, then Tosus says, I don't care, he's a butcher, who cares? I mean, he's still, he's a Kohen. Kohen to Potter. Kohen to Potter.
This is Midrabanan, though.
Midrabanan, yeah, fine, Midrabanan. But let's leave Midrabanan aside. He learned that, so they're fine. But there I said. Midrabanan is already hard, you know, whatever. It's easier to understand Midrabanan, so it's a different type of thing. But let's forget about that. But I mean, more deal with Rashi. So what kind of a halacha? It's like a funny system. It's like, I don't know if it's like illogical, but it's, He's like, what kind of thing is it that you're saying Kohen is chayev potter if he's not a tavach, but he's chayev if he's a tavach? It's a little strange. And let's read the Gemara a little further. It gets even a little stranger. Okay, any other question? Okay, so this is a little story. Okay, story time. Ushbezichne drevi tavla Kohen abe. Okay? So the Shizukhne of Vitarfon of Tavla, I think it's Shizukhne, I forget what it means. It means like his worker or his something. Some guy who is some sort of worker or a sharecropper or something like that. It doesn't really matter for our purposes. He was a Kohen. Okay, he was a Kohen. The Havedachik Lemilsa. And he was poor. He was very poor. Also, he came into Rabbi Tavla, so he went to Rabbi Tavla. And he said, he said, I'm poor. I need help. So Amar Leir Tavla said, Zil ishtatef adi tavche Yisrael. Become a partner with the Jewish, with the Yisrael's shochet. Right? Why? Why would they go into business with you? Oh, the migu div mifatri mimatanasa, since you're part of the matanos, mishtatfi behadach. They'll make a partnership with you. What's your problem? You can't find a good job? I know what you're going. You have rights. You have privileges. Privileges to be part of the matanos. So what you do is you make a partnership with the Jewish butcher, and he'll get off the hook from Matanos. So he'll pay you for that, right? I mean, he'll give him a benefit. Because the halacha is, and hopefully we'll analyze this, but the halacha is that if your partner, not only is a Kohen potter, but if he's a partner in an animal, they're also potter. Okay? So Kohen and partners are also potter. Okay, so the case, yeah, that's what he's saying. That's what Rav Tavla's telling him. I'm not telling you the conclusion yet. Rav Tavla's saying is, yeah, they can become partners of the Jewish Israel butcher. And this is an open halach. This part is open in the Mishnah previously. That if you have an animal which is jointly owned, just forget this case, a jointly owned animal, two guys are partners in an animal, one's a Kohen, one's a Yisrael, pater from Atanos. You don't say it's half chayiv, it's pater.
Okay. What does that mean, pater, since I am a Kohen anyhow?
Yeah, so we don't have to give it to any other Kohen. Or the Yisrael doesn't have to give his portion to me, or whatever. No, because let's say we each own half of the Matanos. So the other half of the thing, you don't say the Kohen, each own half of all the whatever. You know, so you don't have to say, it's not Chayev Matanos. It's not Chayev. Right? Or you could have said, yeah, right, it's not Chayev. It's totally exempt. The Yisrael doesn't have to take it at all. So therefore, that's what Tal's advice. Is that any, what Yisrael butcher wouldn't want to make a partnership with you? So we'll make you a, whatever, a one-tenth owner, or whatever it is, either work out the economics of it. So you make a partnership, and then you'll be then, this way you'll make some money. Right? This way you'll make some money. Right? That was his advice. Sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. So the Gemara says, so Chivei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, even though he did this. And then Rav Nachman was Machayvan to give the matanos from his animal. Okay, from the right, the butcher of Tav Nachman is mechayvim to give the matanos. Amalei v'harabi tavla patron, but Rabbi Tavla says patron. So Amalei zil apik. I don't care. Go take away the money, give it anyways. Hotzei osam mitachas yadchav. You have to give it anyways. Be'lo mafkin lachar of tavla mi'anach. If not, I will remove Rabbi Tavla from your ear. As Rashi says, I'll get rid of all his riots. I'll disprove. I'll remove the matanos, or if you don't want to just listen to me, then I'll uproot. I'll remove Rav Tavla's statement. Another from here. I'll disprove him. I'll knock him off. I know Rav Tavla said this, but I don't care. Give them. Okay, give the matanos. That's what Nachman's telling him. Okay. So I was all Rav Tavla coming to Rav Nachman. So Rav Tavla, went to Rav Nachman. So Amalei, my time of my healthy, right? So he says, why do you say that he has to give it? Right? Why do you say he has to give the matanos? Right? This is Rav Tavla saying to Rav Nachman. Why are you saying he has to give it? He's a Kohen. He's a Kohen. So Amalei, the Chiyasa Rav Acha Bar Chanina Midorama Amar Rabbi Shlomo Ben Levi that Zikne Daram Amru the whole Zikne Daram Amru is what they said. Kohen Tavach. If you have a Kohen who's a butcher. Right? For the first two or three weeks that he's a butcher, he's pater from Matanos. After two or three weeks, he's chayev. So you see that a Kohen,
what?
To give the Matanos?
Not to himself.
To give it to someone else. So So in other words, you see that when we exempt, what's the punchline? When we exempt a Kohen from Matanos, it's not when he's a butcher. If he's a butcher, he has to give it. Because that's what happens. He's here 2-3 weeks, he's a butcher. He's established, he has to give it, he has his Matanos. So therefore, in this case, if this is Bezichne or whatever, so he was a butcher. So the halacha that a Kohen and Israel are partners or potter, that's if it's privately owned, not if it's a butcher shop. If they're butchers, so then they're chayev. So that's where Nachman said is that you made a mistake. You just thought that Kohen were potter from Matanos, but it's not so simple. You see, once it's all the Zikne Darav, everyone said, that once he has the thing for 3 weeks, 2-3 weeks, then you're chayev. Right? Then the Kohen's chayev. So Ratavla said back to him, he says, okay, Amar Olev, Olev Le Mar Miyas Mirkarab Racha Rachanina, so at least give him 2 or 3 weeks. Well, you're chayev right away, right? I mean, the statement is that a Kohen butcher is chayev after 2 or 3 weeks. So at least cut the guy a break. Why are you chayev? You should have waited at least a little bit. Why are you taking away the matanos now? So it says, "Amar lei hani mili dilo kava masachta." Aval hacha ha kava masachta. So it says that's only if you didn't yet set up like a shop. And Rashi says, chanos. So the saying is that's when he didn't set up a shop yet. So if a guy is slaughtering for 2-3 weeks, he's slaughtering, he sucks an animal, he sells it. So not now he's a butcher. He sells it 1 week, a few days, but once it goes 2-3 weeks already, the guy's a butcher. But let's say the guy on day one opens up a butcher shop, he sets up a store, you can't say he's not a butcher, then he's definitely a butcher. Right? So then he's chayv right away. So that's what this guy was doing. This guy went into partnership with the butchers. Right? The butchers, so that's it. So he's chayv right away. As it says, it's gully daite. It says here, since he opened up the store, he's gully daite the kaviyah. And he's saying it's a learned, it's then the kaviyah, so the guy. So he can be kavua, 2-3 weeks takes to be kavua. But the store also can make him kavua. Okay, he can be kavua through having a store, or he can be kavua through a certain amount of time. Right? But this guy was kavua right away, because he had a store. Okay? Okay. So that's the Gemara. Why am I doing this? What do we see? One other thing. So in this halacha that a Kohen is chayav in Matanos when he's a butcher, so there's one more fact, is that it depends only after 2-3 weeks, or only after his kavod. Right? Within Rashi's put an explanation for this halacha, we're going to have to somehow incorporate that fact, that if he's not kavua yet, even though he is a butcher. I mean, let's say a guy is starting a butcher business, but he doesn't have a storefront yet. Right? And he's still given 2-3 weeks. 2-3 weeks until he's kavua. But why is that? I mean, if you're telling me that a butcher is chayev, then isn't he a butcher? Just because he's not kavua, still. I mean, in fact, he is a butcher. It's his business. I mean, what does a butcher mean? It kind of gets what you just talking about. Like, is a butcher a kind of a guy? Like, the whole thing is a little bit funny. Like, since one of their halachas of a butcher, right? That's like the gabbas halachim of a butcher. Like, the other thing is, it's just strange. I mean, that's kind of what Tosfos is kasha on Rashi, is that what kind of thing is this? Is a butcher what says in the Torah 2 or 3 weeks? Where do you get this thing from altogether? Okay, it's a strange. Yeah.
Why
2 or 3? I know it's a funny thing. I don't know, 2 or 3.
It just says 2 or 3.
Just 2 or 3. I guess the point is, until it's these kavua. Depends. I don't know. It's a good question.
My idea is to become a butcher. But,
yeah, right. After 2-3 weeks, you know. But it's a good thing, like, practically speaking, that when do you go by? 2 or 3. So you say you go by, you assess, kind of, when he's real, when he's kavua. I guess that's hard to say.
2 or 3 weeks of what?
Of selling me.
Oh, that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Has the Rambam
anything? I think he has 2 or 3 weeks. Jonah's saying a good approach. I mean, it's kind of like a Talmud lover, a little bit. I mean, I think it's like maybe we could work it into a formulation. But like the idea, he's saying the idea of Matanos is that a Kohen don't need meat. They work in this way. They don't have animals. They don't have land to raise animals. They don't have this stuff. So the idea of the Rambam says is that basically it's to feed the Kohanim. The Kohanim are fed meat, and they're fed grain, and they're fed wool. They're given wool all from the Matanos, the different Matanos Kohana. So the idea is to give them meat. So the Kohanim basically get meat from all the animals, right? They need to eat because they don't have all land. They're working in Beis Mikdash, Right now, so if they have an animal, it doesn't make sense to say if they shech their own animal, then they can make them give matanos to another kohen. They are the kiyam of the whole thing, that they have meat. So that's the point of the thing. It's so that that kohanim are supported from animals. And then they are a kohen. But if they make a business, right, they make a business of selling meat, they're a butcher shop, they're not kohanim doing avodah or whatever needs to be supported, they're not even using the meat. They're just going to take the meat and sell it to Yisraelim or whatever. So the whole idea of the thing is of supporting the kohanim and allowing them to do the avodah and have their meat doesn't make any sense here when you're a butcher. Right? Like, it makes sense that there's no reason to have the exemption. But still, that's true, but it's like a reason why the Torah would not exempt them, would be mechayiv if they're a butcher. But the question is, how does it, you know, like, you kind of see why the Torah would be motivated, so to speak, to be mechayiv. But still, halachically, still the same problem is that they're coming. And they're coming, and the shachtim and the meeting, you tell me, Kohen's father and Kohen's father. So, it's not the reason why, but, you know, whatever. But bottom line is, they're coming, and the shachtim, so it's different. Right? You know what I mean? Like, let's say you're slaughtering your own meat, and maybe this is what Marty was asking. I mean, now I follow what you're asking. Let's say I'm a lawyer, a Kohen lawyer, and I shecht my own meat for myself. So my pater matanos? Yeah. Right? So you say, but I am a rich guy, I'm spending all my time and energy, not in the Beis HaMikdash, but in, you know, I'm doing being a lawyer. It doesn't matter. But halachically, you're shechting your meat, and you're pater. Right, so even though you could argue there, this other reason doesn't apply. I mean, it's not as closely related, but what's the difference if you're a butcher or if you're a lawyer? You know, who really cares? I mean, the Talmud Torah doesn't apply, you know, in either case. It's not like supporting me working with something. It's not built in that it has to be a Kohen who's spending all day in the basement. This doesn't have a job. It's not only for unemployed Kohen economy, you know. Right. Yes, so maybe I think I'm saying similar to what Yehuda is saying. I just want to develop it a little bit more. So the thing is, like, maybe that there's two. See, what's the mechayev of giving matanos? What's the mechayev? What causes, generates the chiyev? The kohen need? No, I don't mean that. I mean, like, what actually brings about the chiyev, practically?
Shechita.
Okay, that's what generates the chiyev. In fact, as halacha, let's say I convert a guy, and I convert. Someone's shechting, it converts basically around the same time as someone's shechting my animal. So if they shecht my animal and I'm a guy, you know, and I'm a guy, I'm a chayev, I'm a Jew, I'm a chayev. So it's a suffix whether you're chayev or matanos, you know? Because if you don't know which one is first, you don't know whether I converted first or, you know? But you see, the shechita is the machayev. Right? That shows you, it's the timing, it all matters, the timing of the shechita, whether you're Jewish or guy, so the timing of the shechita. So the shechita is the machayev. Right? Why? Because shechita brings the basar into existence. And the halacha is that the basar's existence is mechayev you to give it to the kohen, right? Okay. Now perhaps there's two kinds of shechita, and this is the chiddush. This is Rashi's chiddush, which perhaps Tosfos doesn't buy. Okay, but there's, you could sort of speak, call it like personal shechita and commercial shechita. Okay, it's a different kind of a thing. There's a difference between a woman shechting her animal, a chicken, her shechting her chicken for dinner, and a butcher shechting. It's like a different character. That's what he says, like it's like the consumer doing it, or like it's a business. It's a different quality. There's the shechita of a businessman, the shechita of a butcher shop, and it's almost like you could say, I mean, it's like the shechita of a person is like the beginning of eating. So to speak, like, I'm eating dinner. So a woman's eating dinner. She's cooking dinner. So it's like part of her cooking dinner. She shafts it. She salts it. She does. She, you know, it's like part of the process of it. It's a personal usage. It's like part of the chila, right? Whereas a shechita of a butcher has nothing to do with a chila. It's simply producing basar. It's like it's a business. It's not part of any chila. It's creating basar to be able to sell. Right? It's a different type. It's a different character of shechita. Okay, a different character of shechita. So what's the thing? So the thing is like this, is that in a personal shechita, the pasuk says, me'es ha'am. Whose personal shechitas are chayev in matanos? The am, the populace. Not the kohanim. There's the personal shlita. There are two kinds of persons. There's kohen persons and Yisrael persons. Priya Levi. Right? So it's saying is me'es ha'am. Which person, the personal shlita, what kind of people are chayav me'es ha'am? Lo me'es ha'kohanim. Okay, that's the first step. So if a kohen is the one who's shechting it, he's not chayav. The personal shlita, every Yisrael, whenever they shech, they have their personal meat, they bring meat into existence, or chayav, they give a part of it to the, you know, a woman shechting a chicken and her chicken and animal in her house, she has to give part of it to, send part of it to the kohen. Yisrael, kohen shechts, but shechts, it's an animal in his house, he doesn't. It's meis ha'am. Okay? But then there's another thing, meis of rezevach. So there's meis ha'am, the people, certain kind, so subgroup within the people, but then there's meis of rezevach, from the butchers. Slaughterers of slaughtering, right? Zovchei hazevach means it's, that's your job. You're a slaughterer. Zovchei hazevach, that's what you identify. You're a butcher. And but it's saying it's not just that you as a gavra are like a different gavra. It's, for instance, like if you're a gavra of a butcher and you're shechting for your own personal animal, it could be mechayev, because it's, as he says, it's for yourself. So presumably it's not. I think Rashi said that if you are shechting it for yourself, then it's not. You're not acting as a butcher. Then you're acting as yourself. You know. But there's a shchita of a butcher. It's a different type of a shchita. It's a commercial shchita. It's a commercial shchita. So in that it thought there's no miyat. It doesn't say me'is ha'am zovchei hazevach. Me'is zovchei hazevach shel ha'am. Me'is ha'am is in the personal one. There's me'is ha'am, the personal shchita, and there's zovchei hazevach, the shochtim. But in Shochtim, it doesn't. There is no miyad. It doesn't say Kohen Yisrael butchers. And I think the idea is good. Like you just said, is that that's not really in a category. And there's a person. So when you're dealing with the personal, so there's different kinds of people. There's a natural category. And there's a split between the Kohen personal and the personal Kohen Shchita and Yisrael Shchita, the person. But once it becomes a butcher shop, it doesn't, so to speak, the fact that you happen to be a Dar Kohen or Yisrael is like accidental. You know, so you're dealing with the person on an individual level, so then there's a difference. Kohen Yisrael is different. But if you're dealing with like a lawyer, there's no Kohen lawyers and Yisrael lawyers or butchers. It's, you're acting as a professional. You're not acting as a person with all your personal, your life's issues and whatever, and, you know. Like, there's the framework of, like, in your house, there's the house of the Kohen, there's the house of Yisrael. But in the butcher shop, it's a butcher shop, it's a business. So Mei Zovchei Hazevach is saying is the Torah doesn't draw a distinction within Zovchei Hazevach. Zovchei Hazevach is a categorical thing. Zovchei Hazevach are Achayev. So the Chiyev, the tax, so to speak. And it's true, you see, like in taxes. There's an idea of a personal income tax and a business income tax. It's different filing, it's a different type of a thing. This is like a tax. So there's a tax on the individuals, which is limited to Yisrael and not to Kohanim, and there's a tax on the business. And the business, there's no distinction like that. No distinction. Right, there's no distinction like that. Right, it would be as if, like, someone had a certain tax exemption. Let's say a past president, someone has a tax exemption, something like that, I don't know. So yeah, and it's personal income tax, but if he just starts a business, then the business isn't going to have the exemption. It's a business. It's not really, it's not him. So it's an idea. It's a different type of a gavra. It's a different type of the gavra of the shlita. So the gavra of the shlita, which is the owner, is a personal, if it's a personal shlita, then there's a limitation. Whose shlita is it? Zochei Zavach, there's no limitation. And it's interesting, it's like a two-pronged cleav. You know, it's like a two-faceted, but I think it makes sense in the idea of a tax. The idea is a tax on meat. Torah is setting up a system of giving Kohanim meat. And it's a two-pronged tax. Tax is on individuals, which has a limitation, certain individuals, and the tax is another form on businesses, the shlitas of businesses. And that doesn't have a limitation. There's no limitation like that. That's just all Zovchei Zavach. That's what Rashi says. Basically, Kolomar Mishu, Zovchei Zavach, Afil Kohen, even a Kohen, Zovchei Zavach, it doesn't limit it at all. Kolohavi Kohen, Shnazatamach, Limkar, Avehemashu, Shochel Tzako, Pate, that's good what it says. If the Kohen shech, even if he's a butcher, if he shechs his own thing, then that's not it, because that's not the shechita of a butcher, then it's a personal shechita. there's two kinds of a shlita. So, any question before we go further?
So he's an owner working by himself and a butcher.
If he chefs for himself, you mean?
Is that what we're talking about? Or he's doing the chefing and it's and he's oh. the owner of a place?
Yes, let's say. I mean, the if he's a partner, then that gets to a different issue. But let's for now say, yeah, he's his own business. Okay, because it's okay. Then you get into the other problem of shutzim. You know, he's also partner, but differently. Okay, but the simple case is talking about, yeah, he's the business. He's the butcher. So now, could we answer, could we explain the thing about the 2-3 weeks? Right, what's the sense of that? What's the sense of that? Like, what kind of thing 2-3 weeks? Either a butcher is a butcher. Why do you say butcher? Butcher's a butcher. He's a butcher. Right, what's the difference? What's the difference? So what's this idea of 2-3 weeks unless he sets up a storefront? Maybe explain the 2-3 weeks thing. You could say as follows. That see, if it were a halacha that it's the din in the gavra, that the gavra of the kohen, the gavra of a shochet, the schayev, if it were intrinsically a halacha of the gavra, then I'd say, look, he's a gavra shochet now. I mean, we know, he knows he's a shochet. I mean, the world may not realize it, but after all, he is a shochet. Because a halacha of a certain kind of a gavra, you know, a gavra of a shochet or a gavra of a man shochet. So look, he's a shochet. What's the difference? It may not be manifest, and people may not realize it, and whatever, but I mean, we all really know, and in truth, he is. So he's a gavra, or he can't become a shochet, he took on the job, you're a shochet. See, but if it's the new idea, if it's the way we were formulating it, that it's there's two kinds of shchita. There's like a personal shchita and a commercial shchita. So the shchita is different. Right? There's a different kind of a shchita. It doesn't mean I. It's not so much that I as an individual. I'm a different guy. As I'm a kohen. But the shchita is a personal shchita, and then there's a commercial shchita. And the commercial shchita is chayev across the board. Personal shchita isn't. So it could be that when you're dealing, now you're talking about like the phenomenon, the entity of the shchita. So it could be that doesn't go by what's in my head. See, then you need something to characterize the shchita, something objective to characterize the shchita. So you say, it's like, there's such a thing, for instance, as let's say I'm a personal guy, and just because I sell meat doesn't mean it's a shchita of a business. As a guy could have extra meat, you shech the meat, and there's extra, so you sell it. Doesn't mean that the character of the shchita is a business. Whereas you need to have something to be koveyat as a shchita to make the character objectively as a shchita of a commercial shchita. You need something to characterize it as such. So if you set up a store, so it's in the context of a store, and there's a storefront, or if it's once there's a certain constancy, consistency to it, b'tora that it's b'tora's store. Bitor selling, not a store, but a store selling, then also it has the quality of commercial. Because a good commercial could come, like, I guess, from quantity. Because you could say, look, I sell my meat, so once in a while I have extra meat, I sell it. But once it becomes a pattern, then it becomes commercial. So now it's no longer just an individual who happens to sell something. It's like on eBay. Like, I have extra thing, I sell it. Doesn't mean I'm an eBay seller. I just happen to have something extra. What do I do with it? I throw it out, I sell it. But if I do it every single day, then I'm already a seller. Or if I make a store. Because there's another that also makes me a seller. You know, I sell one time, but if I have a set up a store and whatever, then there's an idea. It's like you have to, but it has to render the nature of my shchita to be objectively, it's a different type of a shchita. It's a commercial shchita. So the fact that in my head that's what I'm doing doesn't change the quality of the shchita. But if it were intrinsically a din of the gavra, that the gavra of a shochet, then I'll say, look here, gavra of a shochet. I mean, what's the difference? It's a personal thing. But I'm saying it's not a personal thing. It's a different kind of a shlita. There's a commercial shlita, a personal shlita. The commercial shlita doesn't have a chiluk of who it is. If a personal shlita does. That's what you see, for instance, if the kohen is a shochet, but he's shechting his own personal thing for him to eat. So I think Rashi's saying, you're chayav. I'm sorry, you're potter. Right, so if it were din in the gavra, so then you'll say, look, I mean, it's a shochet, 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 you know. But it's not that; it's the quality, the nature of the shlita. So then if you're shechting in your store, it's one thing. If you're shechting for your own food, then that's a different thing. It doesn't matter. So you see, you can shift back and forth the same gavra. So it's not a din in the gavra. It's not pshat that the gavra of the kohen is pater. It's the din in the shlita. The nature of the shlita, and the shlita is the personal shlita, is the chiyuv doesn't apply. On the personal shlita of a kohen, doesn't apply. But the commercial shlita is across the board. There's no zovchei zevach, doesn't have any mia. There's no limitation. Exactly, I don't understand two or three, but I think the point is that it's not like a fixed shear, halacha l'shem Sinai. It's when the character of the thing emerges. So I don't know exactly how you'll measure it and when it will be two, when it will be three, but the idea is it's not a fixed amount. It goes by, I don't know what it goes by, maybe when people notice it, or like it's showing you that it's a certain, when it becomes, maybe within 2-3 weeks, it depends how many times he's doing it, how much he's doing, whereas it comes to means you have to, there comes a point where anyone would say that's a commercial.
Is that objective?
It's not, that's to say, it's not objective.
No, the shear is...
Two or three.
Yeah, but as the, you just said one, anyone...
When anyone right. would say. Yeah, right, when it becomes objectively recognized.
So that part's...
Yeah, that's objective. But it's not like, it could be sometimes, like it could be those saying, Igmar saying, sometimes it'll be two, sometimes it'll be three. I mean, that's the range. But it means there's a point, it's a conceptual, what's objective is the quality that it's a commercial shlita. And two or three points to the fact that it's, see, the objective part is not the number, it's the quality of the shlita. So the number gives you a range because that shows you, this could be a drama, I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure, but like, right, you know, Rebbe had a whole idea there, but Silva Shadram is Achila Saroy is Kaveitza Pachos Yasser Ma or something. It's a quality. It's not, there's an approximate shear or whatever, but it's a qualitative idea of Aroy, of eating a temporary eating. So it's not, because some things, the idea is the quality, and you can give a number that gives you a ballpark of the quality, but now it's just trying to get you in touch with the quality. Now you understand the quality, now you measure it by that quality. You say, when would you say that it's a commercial shlita? Around 2-3 weeks. When? I guess, suppose, say, Gemara Ora, you're going to have to determine in a particular instance which one, you know, if it's two or if it's three. You know, I guess, but there comes a point where it's a business. Without a storefront, that is. Right? Yeah. Okay, so I guess if we're good on this, then the next thing for us to do is the Tosis. Okay, the top Tosis on the base. Okay, and I'm not sure whether I'm going to do Hanukkah stuff. So if I do, then I'll do that next week, and then we'll come back to this Tosas. So, you know,
which Tosas?
We'll see. The top Tosas on Kuflam Beis Amud Beis. Kishuhu Omer. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he argues on Rashi, and he has to learn the Gemara now. If he argues on Rashi, he's going to have to learn the Gemara a little bit. So we'll see that. And also, then, I'd like also to take up that other question about the Shutram partners. That's very interesting. It's like if they're partners, they're pater. Why are they pater? Just because there's a partnership. One income partner is a coin. Why is the whole partnership pater? So, I'd like to do that also. Okay.